While scientists look for the link between Zika and microcephaly, the rise in reported cases in Brazil raises another big question, this one about abortion. My colleague Will Carlos with Global Post says with all the attention on Zika, activists in Brazil have renewed their fight to expand legal access to abortion beyond the current narrow definitions.
Basically, abortion is illegal except for in one of three instances. The first is if the woman has been raped. The second is if the pregnancy poses a risk to the woman's life. And the third, which was actually added in 2012 by a Supreme Court decision, is if the baby is developing with a diagnosis of anencephaly, which means that the baby is basically developing without part of its brain or skull and is very likely to be born dead.
So that's anencephaly, which is different from microcephaly, which is what's happening now with Zika. Microcephaly is where babies are born with really small brains. So how are these reports of lots of babies being born right now with microcephaly changing the abortion conversation?
Well, they're not changing the public debate as such. What they are doing is they're galvanizing a lot of women's rights activists here, pro-abortion activists here. I spoke to one, Sonia Correa, who told me a little bit about how she feels about the way that this whole issue is being treated by the Brazilian government.
It's totally unacceptable and unethical, in my point of view, that the state that has failed to protect the population against the Zika virus, not to give clear support for women who found now themselves pregnant with a baby with microcephaly.
Right. So Sonia feels that the government has failed. What are activists like her doing to try and expand legal abortion now?
So a separate activist I spoke to, she actually was involved in the 2012 Supreme Court case that made abortion in the case of anencephaly legal. She is now looking at the possibility of bringing a case that would deal specifically with microcephaly. She sort of says, you know, she's looking into seeing whether the time is right to do that right now, given the current crisis that's going on.
Now, we know, Will, that even when a state declares abortion illegal, abortions will happen. So are there just really very few abortions in Brazil, or are we talking legal workarounds or lots of illegal abortions?
Well, like everything in Brazil, it depends whether you've got means. It depends whether you've got money. If you're a wealthy woman and you're faced with a pregnancy with anencephaly or with microcephaly, then you have options. You can go to a private clinic. You can get a sort of a pretty safe, private, clandestine abortion done. You also have the option, interestingly, of working with a lawyer to go before a tribunal and to argue your case. And tribunals will take individual cases, and there are lots of examples of judges sort of awarding women abortions in certain cases where their babies are not developing properly. It's very different if you're poor. We see reports all the time in the media of women dying as a result of kind of backstreet clandestine abortions. Unfortunately, there's no good data on that, but it certainly happens a lot. And Sonia Correa, who we heard from earlier, is concerned that that could just get even worse.
My concern is that Zika crisis will add to that. The number of abortions will increase, and that this is going to affect mostly the poorest women.
So what is your opinion when it comes to the laws on abortion in Brazil? Will conservative Catholic values trump a public health emergency in the long run?
Wow, that's a tricky one. I mean, I think ultimately it depends how big this problem gets. I mean, although the numbers are pretty startling, the numbers of people who've been infected with Zika, although they are estimates, the numbers of women that have actually had babies born with microcephaly that have been definitely linked to Zika are very, very small. And so it's hard to say, Marco, if we start seeing sort of numbers in the dozens, in the scores, in the hundreds, and this becomes a sort of a full-blown health emergency, it would be very strange not to see the public discourse sort of take a different turn and this become a bigger issue that people are discussing and trying to figure out. But if it sort of fades away and the news cycle fades away, then I don't think much is going to change.
Our Global Post partner, Will Carlos, coming to us from Rio de Janeiro. Thank you very much, Will.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.